Well, let's move on. Jesus takes the scroll. Now we're getting into what was supposed to be second session. And what is this scroll? Well, when Jesus takes the scroll, they begin to ascribe to him dominion. What is dominion? It means that he has the right to be the sovereign ruler of the planet. Now, you know that in Genesis, that dominion was given to us, and we lost it. We blew it. All right? And God has sent his Son, and we don't have time to go look at this, but take note of the passages in the New Testament that talk about the fact that Jesus' ministry was not just the redemption of humanity, it was the redemption of this planet, that the earth groans in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed, because the earth is under a curse, and it wants to be freed from that curse so that you and I can function with it in the way God intended. I would tell you two things that I think this is. First of all, it is title deed to the planet Earth. That's a real common term we use in prophetic circles. It's just a very simple explanation. Whatever is in this book, it is the legal document that says this planet belongs to God. All right? God has taken some great steps to make sure we understand who's who and what's what and what belongs to who. And if you'll remind me, I will bring in a picture tomorrow night and show you the name of God written in the mountains of Israel. The name of God literally in the configuration of the mountains. It is absolutely amazing. The second thing I would say that this is the final declaration of God's plan. And it's the easiest way to understand it is like a will. When you die, if you don't have a will, shame on you, get one. Brent Avery, 416, Southwest, anyway. Sometimes I just can't help myself. I don't know where it comes from. It just happens. If you die, you name an executor to carry out what you have intended to be done when you pass on. Jesus is receiving a document that gives him the legal right to execute everything God wants to have happen. Now, he has won that right because of his worthiness, because of those things that he has done. Let's look now and see what happens as he takes the scroll and begins to execute the final phase of God's plan to bring this whole thing to completion. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals, and then I heard one of the four living creatures. Notice who's speaking here. One of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. Okay, so we have the first rider. He comes out. He is a conqueror bent on conquest. He has a bow, but it doesn't say anything about arrows. Some people have speculated that this is a conqueror who intends to conquer through peace. You know, the way politicians do. Big promises. Not surprising. It is my belief that this is the picture of the coming of a person that we're going to be talking about probably tomorrow night. He is commonly referred to as the Antichrist. I think false Messiah is a better term. Revelation 13 will refer to him as the beast. Don't get excited. He's nothing more than a politician. I'm sorry. We don't have any politicians in here. He's just another Gentile ruler that sets himself up and opposes the true kingdom of God. We had a whole history of him, all right? And that's what he does. So he comes out and he does his thing. Second seal. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. Now, a lot of people say, well, that means war, and it obviously very well could mean that. But what it says is that he takes peace from the earth. You can take peace from the earth without necessarily having war. You can have racial bloodbaths. You can have regional disputes. It does not have to be nation against nation, although we believe that will happen. Okay? The reason I'm saying this is, be careful of your terminology. Someone will come along and say, "This means war." No, that's not what it says. it says he takes peace from the earth and he causes men to slay each other. Now that sounds like war, and I would agree, but it may happen in other forms. And with the rise of violence, for crying out loud, our kids are killing us and killing each other now. Which, by the way, if you want to understand that, read Isaiah chapter 3. Third seal. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures say, "A quart of wheat for a day's wage, and three quarts of barley for a day's wage, and do not damage the oil and the wine." Turn to Leviticus chapter 26. Did you ever think you would spend as much time in Leviticus studying the book of Revelation as we have done? Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 26. Let me start with verse 25. And I will bring the sword upon you to avenge the breaking of the covenant. When you withdraw into your cities, I will send plague among you, and you will be given into the enemy. And when I cut off your supply of bread, 10 women will be able to bake your bread in one oven. They will dole out the bread by weight. You will eat, but you will not be satisfied. Folks, understand that every judgment that Jesus brings upon the planet, he is doing because he has the legal right to do it, and he is doing it in accordance with the law of God. And God tells the children of Israel, here is one way you will know when you are under a direct judgment from me, when you have to weigh out your bread by weight. What is he talking about? He's talking about famine. He is talking about an economic and food crisis that requires people to literally have to work an entire day, an entire day's wage, just for that day's meal. And it's not enough. Very, very serious. But the Bible says this is how God judges. All right? And he's being completely consistent with the very law he put in place.